the geography of the Quran. So in the pictures on the first page of the worksheets, we're looking at the pictures. First one is the sun. Ash-shamsu. Ash-shamsu. The second picture, the sky. As-sama'u. As-sama'u. And in the Quran, when you're reciting the Quran, usually that's a long elongation. Was-sama'i. The sea. Al-bahru. Or baharun. Baharun. That's the sea. Now the pictures on the second row, the stars. Nujum. Nujum. Nujum is the plural, and then we have najm. We have a surah in the Quran called Surah An-Najm. When najmi idha hawa, najm. Nujum. I hope you're repeating. The tree, shajara. Shajara. And the plural, shajar. Shajar. And the trees prostrate, as Allah says in Surah Ar-Rahman, وَالشَّجَرُ يَسْجُدَانِ. The earth is الْأَرْضُ, the physical earth, الْأَرْضُ. الْأَرْضُ. The river. So one river, an-naharu, an-naharu. Many rivers, an-harun, an-harun. And in the Quran, all of these words are all through the Quran. This word, an-harun, we see it related to the paradise in the descriptions of Jannah. The rivers. The moon, al-qamaru, al-qamaru, qaf, the letter qaf, right at the back of your tongue. You're lifting the farthest part of your tongue, like when you swallow, like that. Qaf, qaf, al-qamaru. Al-qamaru. And last one, the people, al-insanu. Al-insanu. We also have a surah in the Quran called al-insanu. And plural, in a general sense, people, an-nas. And you see that also. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Okay, and the last row, the water, al-ma, that last letter is hamza, ma. The mountains, jibalun. This is a plural, a singular, jabalun. Jabalun. Plural, jibalun. And last one, the plant life or vegetation, nabat. Nabatun. Nabatun. So I hope you're repeating the words and reading along and repeating. This is important to get the language on the tongue. This is very important because this is going to help you in your recitation of the Quran. You can't just listen and read along silently and say, I got it. No, it has to be on the tongue. Okay, see you in the next dars.